From the seven chapters of supplication composed by Guru Rinpoche called the Leo Dunma, there is one chapter called the chapter that was requested by the Bhikshu whose name was Namke Nyingpo. And from this chapter, we should now sing together the supplication that the collection of thoughts be self-liberated. In your book, it is titled the Guru Rinpoche Prayer.
Visualize
the Acharya from Odiana, Orjan Pema Jungne, in the sky above you, in a tent of rainbow light, endowed with all-pervading love and compassion that encompasses all sentient beings, endowed with omniscient wisdom. Make this visualization clear and sharp.
Kodele, Kusong Dole, Wese Sanje Majapa Dute, Ojinje Lopum, Pemanjo Ninje, Kuye Namba, Kutiwala, Rapsa, Chungwala, Yonka Tendu Sache, Pato Sonte, Nanke Ying Tamje, Chapra Sonte, Dajin Simje Tamje, Lunga Yusum Sinje Lapra, Gumje.
Visualize that from the enlightened, the centers of enlightened body, speech, and mind of Guru Rinpoche emanates rainbow light carrying an inconceivable number of Guru Rinpoche emanations. Some of them are as big as the supreme of all mountains. Some of them are as small as a sesame seed. They are filling the entirety of space and giving blessing to the infinite number of sentient beings.
Tenyang kuyi sandam lula jude lun chimi doji kondro songa sandam ngala jude nga traktong to tode datam je traktong trakja tabur tode dala zemba zemben zemba je
Visualize that from Guru Rinpoche's forehead comes the blessing of enlightened body, and as it dissolves into your own, the center of your own forehead, you receive the blessing of attaining the immortal Vajra Kaya, the immortal Vajra form. That from his throat center comes the blessing that you receive in your own throat, and as it dissolves into you, your own throat, you realize that all speech, that all sound is sound and emptiness. And you receive the blessing from being liberated from clinging to speech, from clinging to sound as being truly existent. And then from his heart center comes the blessing of his enlightened mind. And as it dissolves into your own heart center, you receive the blessing of the whole collection of thoughts, the collection of thoughts that is sometimes meaningless, that seems like there are so many different meaningless thoughts, and sometimes it seems like there's absolutely nothing happening at all, that it's like spaced out. But whatever the situation might be, the whole collection of thoughts you realize as self-arisen and self-liberated.
Then some deeper capsule. Then Nanda said, no, Jinji didn't tanji. Sando parje reo. Pema uje podra. Nancy Jiji simjin tamje. Urjinji lobum pema junela. Korpavo jamso, pamo jamso, korhen. Pavo jamso, pamo jamso, korhen. Tapa ramjanto samje.
And while you recite the supplication, visualize that the entire world, the entire universe, is the pure land of Guru Padmasambhava, the copper-colored mountain, the lotus palace, and that all the sentient beings who inhabit the universe are an ocean of dakas and dakinis, the retinue of dakas and dakinis of Guru Rinpoche.
Kebardo, Tambil Lingdin, Dinijan, Sando Parjiru, Pema Wuji Pobran, Tendu Danjan, Sambada Sama, Nanjurpada Nanjurma, Pavutan, Pamu, Kandutan Kandurma, Dakatan Dakama, Shata Yambarsamji. Shata to Churpasamji.
Shata.
Chikpa. Shata Saja de Tema to Duchas Chikamela.
Especially visualize that this holy island is the copper colored mountain of Pure Land. That this shrine room is the lotus palace, and that all the sentient beings in this copper-colored mountain pure realm, in this lotus palace, are bodhisattvas and bodhisattvas, are heroes and heroines, are dakas and dakinis, and that they are only that. They are precisely that. They are nothing other than that.
Rikwan Zimba Dang, Rikwan Zima, Shikpo Dang, Hingmur Churpar Samshi.
Think that they are awareness holders, they are Vijadaras. Vijadaras and Vijadaris. That they are Shikpos and Shikmos. They are those for whom all concepts have dissolved.
Then ရေရတာတေတာယေသောတေတာတေတာကြောင့်တာယေဇုစနေပါလာတနေဒန္တာပဝဒံခန္ဓာရံယေဥချင်းချေလောပုံပဲမန်ကြုံနေချက်ပန်သိရေဤသူဝတံတနေဝရေရရတံရေရလောတံရေရနဝတံရေရခဝတံရေရဂောဝတံသာသစေဘောတံပြေကြောင့်တနေ
And meditate that all of the mountain horses are in the form of horses, but of the nature of dakas and dakinis, appearing as horses. And the same for the mountain sheep and the mountain goats, and all of the animals, the birds, who live on Holy Island, that they appear in these forms of animals, but they are actually of the nature of dakas and dakinis. That's how you should think, that's how you should meditate. Meditate that all of these animals are living in perfectly relaxed peace and harmony with each other, that they are not fighting each other, that they are getting along so well, that they are all experiencing only pure great bliss.
The new Satan Sivud Namje Jang, Onda, Oh, Adam, Hunger, Dadroba,
Ajeranda, Dobernang. And that as the birds sing their songs, They are the songs of the self-arisen mantra, Om Ah Om.
Then Sata Seva Mangjeva Ka Ah Ah Da Ka She Ko Hong Hong La Zubha Da Zubha.
And some of the birds focus mostly on the sound ah ah, and other ones on hum hum.
Yeah, tanto. Okay. Yeah.